Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, another double header today. Lindsay Perry joins us. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay, I had a question in regarding nutrition during Comrades, actually a couple of them. Colette Brighton wanted to know, why do so many runners end up vomiting on race day? And then also had a question in also along the nutrition lines from Charles Duplessis saying, how much and what should you eat immediately before and during the race? He says he thinks he bombed out, and he puts it in brackets, I think, because he didn't eat properly before. He ate almost nothing during the race and was probably combined with a bad day. I think those two questions are quite linked. What's the story with nutrition, and why do people get sick at Comrades on race day?
Look, there are obviously a number of reasons why people could potentially get sick on race day. But I think if we look at the number of people and where they're getting sick in the race, it does point to two most likely scenarios that are developing. And the one is just that the pure volume of sweet stuff that is being consumed by people on Comrades. I mean, if you sat and watched a movie, go and watch three movies in a row, and you just sat there and drank Coke and Energade and ate gels while you were watching the movie, I think you may also end up throwing up. So I think part of it is just a pure volume. People are taking in way too much sweet stuff, particularly for the intensity of exercise. And the second reason is also a growing trend internationally, in fact, and it links into the too much of a good thing is probably also a bad thing. And that's just that people are quite possibly over hydrating. And nausea, and vomiting is one of the symptoms of early onset hyponatremia or water intoxication. So I think what's probably required is to have a much more moderate and consistent intake of energy through the day, and to work out in races, you know, what's the amount that you can take in. I would almost take the approach of going in into my marathons and trying to figure out almost what's the minimum amount of stuff that I can take that will sustain me through the day. Because if you get into scenario two, where you're bonking, it's not a great feeling, but because there are so many water tables, I mean, they're literally in the second half of the race, or almost every 2.5 to 3 kilometers, you can run from table to table drinking Coke. And if you need that energy, you're not going to get sick and nauseous because your body will use it almost straight away. So it's difficult to now prescribe an ideal regime, but I certainly think having a pre-race meal, if you can stomach it, is a pretty good idea. And then what I always try and tell people is that our guts and our gastrointestinal tract work quite well, probably for the first 4 hours or so of Comrades. So if we can have a decent meal, that could be oats, something like oats mixed with peanut butter or macadamia nut butter or something along those lines. Maybe it's snack bars if you can't really tolerate a proper meal. For some people, that may actually be eggs and bacon, you know, if you can really tolerate that sort of thing before you run, and then there's no problem with eating something like that. But then in the first 4 hours of the exercise is to take in a reasonable amount. Now, reasonable amounts will vary depending on the intensity that you are running at. We should be running quite easy, but if you can just keep taking in nice amounts, not too much, little bit of sugary stuff, little bit of solid stuff through the first 4 hours, and look after your energy for the first 4 hours, what that'll mean is that for the rest of the day, you can actually get away with taking in very little. So just very small amounts all the way through to the rest of the day. And that should easily meet your nutritional requirements, because Comrades is essentially it demands a low amount of energy because we're at a low intensity for a very long period of time.
Awesome stuff. Lindsay, if I can also just throw my 2 cents worth in there, Charles, the best thing is to practice it before Comrades. Don't try anything new on Comrades Racer. And like my brother, who, Lindsay, as you mentioned, having a big breakfast, he decided, hey, gonna give it a bash. Gonna have a full breakfast. He had egg bake in the works before Comrades this year. He normally doesn't do it. Needless to say, he had a terrible first 20Ks. and yeah, he's not a novice. He was running number 5 or number 6. So, yeah, it doesn't matter. You need to try these things out in training, and you'll be pleased to know that not only did I get the looks, but I got the brains in the family as well. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much for that. We look forward to chatting again soon here on the Ask Coach Perry podcast. From the two of us, it's cheers.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.